Welcome. Today we are exploring industrial safety systems from a different perspective, focusing on explosion venting panels. How do they work, and what makes them different from rupture disks?
Industrial plant safety depends on a coordinated system of devices that intervene at the right moment. Explosion venting panels are engineered to open instantaneously during an internal explosion, evacuating excess pressure before the blast wave can damage structures, equipment, or personnel. Unlike a rupture disk, which protects pressurized systems from process overpressures and maintains a hermetic seal, explosion venting panels are specifically engineered to handle the dynamic pressures generated by an explosive event inside large volume enclosures that are normally unpressurized. Before moving forward, let's highlight the key takeaways. Explosion venting panels are calibrated passive devices that open at a predefined static activation pressure, commonly known as PSTAT, releasing energy and gases in a controlled manner during an explosive event. Correct sizing follows EN 14491 for dust and EN 14944 for gas, defining the minimum vent area based on enclosure volume and material reactivity. Primary applications include silos for combustible dusts, bag filters, mixers, reactors, and ATEX classified equipment in the chemical, food, pharmaceutical, and energy sectors.
You mentioned the static activation pressure, or PSTAT. Why is this specific parameter so crucial during the technical analysis?
The static activation pressure is the central parameter of any panel. It represents the minimum pressure at which the device begins to open, and it must be calibrated precisely against two constraints: the reduced explosion pressure the structure can sustain without damage, or PRED, and the maximum deflagration pressure the specific flammable mixture can develop, known as PMAX. The correct balance forms the basis of normative sizing, which also accounts for the KST value, the deflagration index for dust, and the KG value for gas. A panel sized with a PSTAT too high would delay opening, exceeding structural limits. One with a PSTAT too low might activate under normal operating pressure fluctuations, causing unplanned openings and production interruptions. Therefore, the calibration window is narrow.
What exactly happens during those few milliseconds when an explosion occurs? And how do these devices handle different explosion modes?
When internal pressure reaches PSTAT, the membrane or panel yields in a programmed manner, creating an opening for expanding gases. Depending on the design, it may detach from the flange or open partially through pre-engineered hinges, directing the high-velocity, high-temperature discharge toward a safe area. This directional aspect is vital to protect personnel and equipment. It's also important to note that standard venting panels are designed to manage deflagrations, where the flame front travels at subsonic speed. This covers the vast majority of industrial hazards involving dusts and gases in silos, filters, or mixers. For detonation scenarios, where the flame exceeds the speed of sound, different engineering approaches are required, often combined with explosion suppression systems.
Let's talk about the hardware. What can you tell us about the materials, shapes, and configurations of these panels?
The right configuration depends on equipment geometry, operating conditions, and mixture reactivity. Aluminum panels are preferred for medium to low pressure applications, where minimizing device weight matters. Stainless steel is used for chemically aggressive environments, high temperatures, or hygienic applications. In both cases, sheet thickness combined with pre-scored lines defines the PSTAT value. Panels are also available in composite materials with PTFE linings for corrosion resistance or in multi-layer configurations. Geometrically, they can be rectangular, circular, or custom-shaped to fit available openings. The effective vent area must result from the normative calculation governed by international standards, specifically EN 14491 for dust explosions and EN 14994 for gas explosions.
What are the main industrial applications where these venting panels are commonly deployed?
The most widespread application is the protection of silos and equipment handling combustible dusts, like flour, sugar, sawdust, plastics, or metal powders, where an accidental ignition source can trigger a deflagration within seconds. They are also critical for bag filters and cyclone separators, where dust accumulation can reach explosive concentrations during pulse jet cleaning cycles. Additionally, chemical, pharmaceutical, and energy plants utilize them on spray dryers, fluidized bed reactors, and granulators processing solvents or active pharmaceutical ingredients. In the green energy sector, they protect gas holders and digesters in biogas and biomass plants from abnormal overpressures.
Beyond the basic calculations, what practical selection criteria and installation aspects should engineers never overlook?
First, the discharge direction must be oriented towards safe areas, and if indoor venting is unavoidable, properly sized vent ducts must be provided. Second, you must evaluate the operating pressure of the plant. Panels with vacuum support allow the P-stat to remain low, even under negative operating pressures. Finally, remember that explosion venting panels are single-use devices. Once opened, they must be replaced before returning equipment to service, so the installation design must ensure adequate access for replacement. Donadon SDD, now part of the Baker Hughes Group, designs and manufactures explosion venting panels fully customized to the specific conditions of each individual plant at their Corbetta facility in Milan, integrating them with rupture discs and indicators to provide complete overpressure protection.
Thank you for this detailed overview. It is clear that transforming these technical obligations into custom engineering is key to true risk management.